One time, ladies and gentlemen. We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio, a jam-packed show for you today. The first show of the new month, the hot month of July, so hot that BC is on fire with the Pack AD and Discorder Radio. Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9, the Pack AD with BC is on fire. The title of that song and the theme of today's show. Yes, unfortunately, wildfires are raging all over this province.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to sit here in our comfortable, cool, clean, and kind of cold new studio, actually.
It is quite
lovely,
cold.
But cold.
Yes.
But much safer to be in here than out amongst all the fires. Crossing our fingers that everybody gets back to where they need to be, safe and sound, and that these fires are controlled sooner rather than later. Of course, it is a serious situation, but we're having a bit of a lighthearted take on that situation by having our theme as BC on Fire as our theme today for Discord Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, of course, the first Tuesday of July. July is a hot month, the hottest in BC, so it seems like an apt theme to kick off the show today. Hey guys, this is Wade along with Liz Holiday.
Hi there, everybody.
Matt Muse will be back next week. Mm-hmm. See Joey back next season.
Eventually.
But here we are for our second show in a row in our brand new digs here at the brand new sub, CITR. Mm-hmm. And speaking of brand new things, a brand new July issue is out.
Not just July and August.
Ah, our double issue.
Yes.
Yes, one of two double issues we do each year. Mm-hmm. We do the Jan-Sember. In January and December, and we do the July in July, August.
Jalog.
I like that. Jalog. Nice.
Oh. Okay. I'll work on that.
The Jalog issue.
The Jalog issue. Yeah, that's what we're got nice. Right now. Mm, I was surprised when I picked it up how heavy it was. Mm. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but I was just like, oh, wow, so many more pages.
Mm-hmm.
So much more.
Twice the content, mm-hmm. Twice the coverage.
Truth.
Twice the fun. Yeah, and speaking of the new issue, Liz Holiday, congratulations. The first time your name appears in print in Discorder magazine is
yes.
This month mm-hmm. on page 48.
Yes.
A good page number to have your name on.
It's the best. I asked
yes.
for specifically.
In the under review section. Now, let's talk about this for a second because you were a little bit... I remember off air you were telling me you're a bit nervous. You're like, oh, I haven't listened to the album yet, and I've got to get this thing in 2 days. What am I going to do?
Oh, no. Yeah. I ended up kind of locking myself away a little and doing some intense listening. And I ended up getting it in on time. The album, for all you listeners out there who haven't had a chance to look at the magazine, is Twin Rivers, Should the Light Go Out. It was interesting writing the review because when I was doing some research about them, a lot of the info I was finding was... other people's reviews of the album because it came out in February, so it's been around for a while before I was reviewing it. So that was hard to kind of try not to basically just say what other people had already said.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So future reference, advice to future album reviewers here at CITR is don't read the other reviews before you review
it? Yeah, yeah. Maybe just try to listen to it and find as much research that has nothing to do with the album itself and other people's opinions of it. I mean, definitely helpful, definitely informative, and made me think about it in different ways, but I had to really check myself for keeping that out of my own review, which mm-hmm. I think I did all right.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty in-depth review. Looks like you got about a good 4 or 5 paragraphs here, probably about 300-400 words.
Yeah, yeah. I think it. I had to cut it down because it has to be exactly 400 words, and I have a tendency to get a bit verbose in my writing, so I got to be
that
cut down quite
us.
A bit. Yeah, I'm sure. So, yeah, it's lengthy. I think I learned from writing this one. I'll probably be getting more concise.
Mm. Well, let's get concise right now. And before we, I know you've written 400 words about this this album. And of course, you can check it out on page 48 of Discorder magazine. But mm-hmm. tell us a bit about this band and what you thought of this album.
Twin River is interesting because they actually released their first. Like EP 3 years ago, and it was this two-piece group, Courtney Ewan Bromley and Andy Bishop. And then since then, for this album, they brought on three other musicians, and they've completely changed their style and their feel and everything. So this is their first album as that lineup. I enjoyed it. I think that they have a lot to. Now it feels almost like they were like, oh, let's do something totally different and just kind of did it. And then maybe now they need to go back and kind of refine that a little because I think some things worked and some things didn't so much. But one of the ones that I'm going to play, I think, was a good kind of in between of them trying to speed things up and actually doing it well. Not that they didn't do it well in the rest of the album, but I think they got a little ahead of themselves trying to get a little too fast. Tempo-wise, I don't know. The album felt a little off to me in some places. But I do mention that there are a couple songs on there where I feel like they played their strengths very well. And so if they were to focus more on those, which, again, I go into a little more in the review, I think they could do well, do even better on their next attempt.
Mm. Well, even though Liz Holiday thought maybe they sounded a bit off, doesn't mean we're not going to give them the love that they deserve. So we're going to play some of Twin River right about now. We're going to play a track called Secret in a Seance. This is Twin River on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants. What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... three times bigger than this.
Oh, We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We get distracted by seeing all our friends in that video there.
Yeah. So that was Tragedy by Supermoon off their most recent release, Comet Lovejoy. And yeah, that's the first music video they've done for that little EP. And we have a couple CITR
familiar faces in there.
Yeah, we just got excited and distracted checking them out.
Yeah, music director Sarah Cordingley made a few appearances. Eleanor, our former CITR president, she was all over it.
Yeah.
She had a couple close-ups wearing like a little cute little birthday hat.
She like could definitely be credited in that, like starring Eleanor Wearing. That was cool.
Nellie Stark made an appearance as well.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The CITR community, well represented.
There you go.
No tragedy about it.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, Supermoon, who actually graced the cover of Discorder magazine less than a year ago, and here they are just 9-10 months later, and they've got a great little album review.
Yes,
to kick off our album review section. Actually, looking at the album review section, we've got four of the albums reviewed this month. We're going to have one of the songs played from it on the show today, and that was totally unplanned. It's only as the show began, we're like, oh, yeah, we're playing Supermoon. Yeah, yeah, we're playing these guys. We're playing Twin River, who we heard earlier. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, the music sounded a lot better than you made it out to be in your little review, I got to say. So it's good we played the music.
Ooh. Mm. Well, that was one of the ones I did mention that I quite enjoyed. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, we reviewed them, so we sort of had to play them.
This is true. And so, any Twin River members who are listening, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I did.
Nice. All right. So.
Supermoon. Yes.
Yes. Oh, you got an interesting Supermoon story. Didn't you have a little encounter with them this
week? It was a little thing. A couple nights ago, on the 3rd, I believe, they were going to play Adrian Teacher and the Subs tour kickoff show at the Toast Collective. And I happened to run into some of the members at Taco Fino in Gastown, where I was having some food. And I saw them, and actually, they were on the cover of Discorder my first month here. And so I have them kind of burned into my memory as like, oh, this is what Discorder magazine is, like the first one I ever picked up. When you told me about the show, I was like, I better read this magazine. And I started reading it, and, you know, the cover story was them. And so they've really stood out to me since then.
They
came in the back, and I recognized them. And I got a little, you know, like, oh, my God, am I going to talk to – yeah, I did. And then at the end, I decided I would just, like, pop over and – say hi, and they were really nice. I only spoke to one of the members, actually, but she was mentioning that they were playing the show later at the Toast Collective, which sadly I couldn't go to, but seems like it was a good time. And yeah, then I opened up this brand new Discorder, and they are not only reviewed in the under review section, but in the charts for June 2015, their new album that I mentioned, Comet Lovejoy, is number one.
Numero uno.
Numero uno. Congratulations, Supermoon.
Way to go, Supermoon. Yeah. Shooting for the stars.
Hilarious. Yes, exactly. They're doing a very, very nice job right now, so should be looking out for more from them.
Nice. So, yeah, Supermoon, it's great to hear you got a chance to chat with them. The album been reviewed sounds great. The video obviously looks great, and they have a nice connection. Excuse me to another gentleman you mentioned in there, Adrian Teacher of Adrian Teacher and the Subs. And in case you're wondering who Adrian Teacher is, well, you may recognize the name from bands such as Apollo Ghosts or Cool. The band, a.k.a. Cool TV. That was a bit of a confusion last summer. Adrian is back with a solo project. Although I've got to say, it's not really a solo project because it's himself as his name, Adrian Teacher, along with the Subs. That's a bit of a play on, the whole teacher thing. And at least I think it is.
I mean, that makes so much sense now that you say it. I just haven't thought about it.
And actually, his ex-bandmate, Amanda Pizzuto, who was in Cool TV, she's along for the ride, along with Robbie Nall, who is the bass player.
Wow.
So basically, it's Cool TV minus Sean Mrazek of Sean Mrazek Lives. I guess he's living somewhere else right now.
hopefully, he still lives.
Two-thirds. Yeah, hopefully. I'm sure. Let's hope. I actually don't know, so if you have some information on Sean, let us know. Yeah, two-thirds of Cool TV back as Adrian Teacher and the Subs. A nice little article. Actually, the first feature you'll come across in this copy of Discorder magazine.
Yes.
Page 10. And then also the new album called Sorta Hafta is in the under review section as well.
It is. And little fun side note, Keegan Perlett, who wrote the Supermoon Comet Lovejoy review, also wrote the feature on Adrian Teacher and the Subs.
Mm.
So these two bands are just connected all over the place.
Yes.
And connected to Discorder. It is a crazy maze.
Yeah.
Connections. It's cool.
And the connections will continue after we play a new song from Adrian Teacher and Subs. We will play an old song, well, a song that from Cool from last year, which is connected to our theme, as you'll hear once you stick around and find out. So we're going to play a track here called One Thing Your Money Couldn't Buy. And by the way, lots of great titles, lots of really honest titles, I guess you could say, with this on this five-song EP, including Sunday Thrifting. what was one about getting older?
What was it called? When Did I Get Older?
Yeah, When Did I Get Older? That was a nice one, too. Had a bit of a Beach Boys When I Grew Up to Be a Man kind of feel to it, actually.
It's very cool.
But this was Liz's favorite, so we're going to play this one for on your call.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Here it goes. Yes, this is One Thing Your Money Couldn't Buy from Sorta Hafta by Adrian Teacher and the Subs on CITR 101.9.
In her eyes, one thing your money couldn't buy was the smell of the rain on concrete during a hot summer night. I feel good.
Everybody, it's another beautiful summer day. Who wants to go to the salmon washing festival?
No!
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 Okay, how about the beach?
No!
No, 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 no!
Oh, God, no!
All right, how about...
The Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 11th on West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald Street. Performances by Yukon Blonde, The Ballantines, The Courtneys, Hot Panda, and many more. Plus, Mill Street Beer Gardens, Etsy Marketplace, Longboarder Jam, fashion shows, and more. It's completely free, so come on down to Catalano on Saturday, July 11th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Remax, and TD Bank.
We're back on Discorder Radio. Cool. One of the biggest hits of the summer last year, that was Saffron. And thus begins our BC is on fire theme. Speaking of themes, that whole album by Kool last summer called Paint was a very cool... the puns continue even when we don't try to use them. But it was a great little concept album. 8 tracks, all of them named after a different color. That was the opening track there, Saffron. That was a huge hit. Well, here at CITR last summer, but they put on an amazing show at Catalano when they graced the CITR stage last summer. They had played at the 4 o'clock slot right in the middle of the afternoon. It was an amazing show. Got a great little dance party started. And speaking of Catalano, wouldn't you know it, it's just right around the corner. It's only 5 days away. Yeah, so this is, I guess, it's a bit of a B theme today on the show will be the Catalano preview. Huge event takes place. It's basically Vancouver's biggest one-day street party. It takes place on 4th in Catalano from McDonald all the way to Burrard. The street will be completely closed with hundreds of vendors, hundreds of thousands of people. Actually, they predicted over 120,000 people.
Seriously?
On the streets. It's crazy. And 6 stages all lined up intermittently between McDonald and Burrard. Great lineup that includes, 6 stages. I guess the main stage, so to speak, would be on at Burrard, facing west. So the main part of the crowd kind of gathers sort of from Cypress to Burrard. But also stages at Maple, Yew, Vine, Balsam, and Trafalgar. And there was one at McDonald last year, but according to the list, there's not one at McDonald this year. And CITR, we have our own stage as well. We've previously been around Maple, but we bumped up to a more central location. We're at Vine Street this year with an amazing lineup of some CITR and Discorder-esque bands that includes Skinny Kids, Dark Blue World, Colin Cowan, Cave Girl, Summering, the Ford Pier Vengeance Trio, Data Plan, Hot Panda, and the Ballantines.
Ooh.
Yeah, all on the CITR stage.
That is really exciting.
Really exciting. The only problem, though, is that if you, like me, have crazy amounts of FOMO, you're going to want to wander to other stages as well, because some of the other bands that are playing over the course of Saturday, I mean, they literally have, it looks like they've got about 60 or so acts playing between 11 a.m. until 8 o'clock.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, lots of other great local names, including the Courtneys, who we've played here many times in the show, Needs, Mindle Beach, Raised on DJs,
nice.
The Back Homes, Sewell and Plage, The Bell Game, David Morin, Van Damsel, and I guess the headliner this year would be our good friends Yukon Blonde.
Of course.
8 o'clock, they play the Burrard stage. So it's all happening this Saturday. It's all free. Make sure you bring water and sunscreen and cell phones to get in touch with your friends, because you're probably going to lose them because the crowd is that crazy.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing day, lots of fun. And just look at the lineup and prepare to just, I would say, it's really, logistically, it's hard to get from like the Trafalgar stage to the Burrard stage in any amount of decent time, unless you maybe have a bicycle and you take one of the zip up one of the side streets like what I've done in the past.
I'm sure.
But for the average street party patron who's going to want to be kind of sauntering along, plan accordingly, because there's just so many bands and so little time.
All right. Good advice.
There you go. Thank you. So before we played Kool TV. They put on a great show at the CITR stage last year. So right now we're going to go in a bit of a set of CITR bands, or bands that are gracing the CITR stage this coming Saturday. And last year we're going to go in. Oh yeah, okay. We'll play these guys first. Yeah, okay. I thought we'd go in order of their playing.
We can do that.
Shall we do that?
Let's do that.
We're going to go in order of the band of that they're playing on Saturday. And to stick with the theme, every single one of the titles of these songs is somehow related to the current situation with the BC forest fires. So we'll start it off right now with Skinny Kids, who are kicking off the CITR stage at 11:15 a.m., bright and early on Saturday morning. And this is a track called Real Lost from their brand new album, Strangers. Skinny Kids, Discord Radio on CITR.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Cave Girl with Bad Times, Skinny Kids with Real Lost. See the connection? Yeah. Both bands are playing this Saturday as part of Catalano right at the CITR stage, corner of Vine and 4th. Skinny Kids at 11:15 a.m., Cave Girl at 2 p.m., and don't forget Dark Blue World and Colin Cowan will be in between Skinny Kids and Cave Girl as well at noon and 1 o'clock respectively. 3 o'clock is a band called The Summering. 4 o'clock, the Ford Pier Vengeance Trio. And 5 o'clock is these guys, Data Plan, who is also in Discorder Magazine this month with a review of their brand new album, The Madness Hides. Hard working five-piece, Malcolm Biddles as the front man with the experimental group. Data Plan just released their first album, only came out last year in the fall in October, and here we are just a mere 9 months later. They've already got another album out. Their sophomore release. Well done to Data Plan. But as I said, they are playing 5 o'clock on Saturday at Catalano. This is a track called Sun by Data Plan, and you're listening to Discorder Radio. Oh. Was that the wrong link?
Possibly.
Well, hey, that would work. That one too. All right, we'll play that one. This track is called Breathe Again. And as you'll notice today, there's been some nice coastal winds that have blown in. It's a little easier to breathe than Vancouver. So we're still sticking with the theme. We're still playing Data Plan, and they're still playing at Catalano this Saturday at 5 o'clock. Data Plan with Breathe Again on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. Whew. all kinds of chaos happening in our Discord radio, but it's all good. Brand new studio. Oh, good bounce back, Liz. Okay. Here's a Data Plan on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
And now the band that is playing 6 o'clock Saturday at Catalano on the CITR stage. This is Hot Panda. Continuing with the hot theme, a track called Sun. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Hot Panda with Sun, thus completing our four-pack of Catalano CITR stage bands, all of whom have songs related to our theme of BC on fire. Cave Girl with Bad Times, Skinny Kids with Real Lost, Data Plan with Breathe Again, and Hot Panda with Sun, on that set there. And all four of those bands, along with Dark Blue World, Colin Cowan, Summering, Ford Pier, Vengeance Trio, and Ballantines are all playing this Saturday for free at the corner of Vine and Fourth as part of the Catalano Music Festival, the fifth annual Catalano Festival. It's amazing how in just 5 years they've grown to have over 100,000 people on the streets.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's going to be an amazing day. Please come check it out. Say hello to us at CITR stage.
Mm-hmm.
Good times to be had.
And if you're thinking about coming and saying hello, I don't know if anyone has been checking out our social media over the last little bit, but you may have seen some posts about the Tan Lines show, which is it's tonight at the Electric Owl. We posted last week and today. If you are interested in going checking them out, there are tickets still available. It's like $13, super cheap, and they're a really great group. Not Canadian, not local, but our good friends over at Tambor Concerts were kind enough to hook us up with some media passes. So I'll be there tonight. And if you are wanting to go to Tan Lines, wanting to say hello to me, you should come and do it because it's going to be a great time. They have just released their new album, Highlights, and they are touring at the moment for that, along with a Canadian group or Canadian single guy, Mas Yasa, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mm.
I don't know how to pronounce it because there are no vowels in the second.
Well, sometimes it's a vowel, right?
Y-S-A. How would you pronounce that?
Isa? Y-sa. Yesa. Misa.
Yesa.
Mas Yasa.
Mas Yasa.
Mas Yasa. We'll find out. Maybe you should ask him tonight.
Maybe I will.
Wear some CITR gear. Say, hey, it's Liz Holiday from Discord Radio. We played you in the show today. We just want to make sure that we didn't completely botch your name.
This is a fantastic idea.
It is.
I will see you there, Mas Yasa.
All right.
Talk to you. Anyway, but on that note, to prepare yourself for tonight's show, because now I know everyone who's listening is going to make sure that they're there, this is a tune called Margarita by Mas Yasa from Montreal on CITR 101.9.
We're back in Discord Radio. Mass Issa, we think that's his name, from Montreal. But we know the name of that track was Margarita, and we know we like it. Both of us were kind of bopping along here in the studio. Mike of Flex Your Head was coming up in about 5 minutes' time. He wasn't really bopping his head, but was kind of smiling.
He was flexing his head.
well played. Yeah, and Liz, have a great time on that show tonight. Be sure to talk to Mass.
I will.
And enjoy the Tan Lion show.
Thank you.
Where is that show again?
Electric Owl.
Oh, great venue.
Doors at 8, show at 9:30.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Be there, be square.
Mm-hmm.
And a reminder again, this weekend, in case you need just another reminder, Catalano is on. It's going to be huge. 60 bands, 120,000 people expected. The CITR stage has 8 acts. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., it's going to be amazing. Check it out. And, of course, for more information, feel free to follow us on Twitter, Discord Radio, Facebook, Discord Radio, SoundCloud, Discord Radio, and all your other social media means. It's going to be a great Saturday, and we look forward to giving you the Catalano recap and the Folk Fest hype-up next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Yeah. So, once again, Flex Your Head is up next. Liz, thanks for a great job teching. Matt Muse, look forward to having you back next week. And even though Tan Lines, the band, is from the States, we thought we'd play a Canadian Tan Lines right now by a band called Golden Youth featuring Louise Burns. Golden Youth actually played the headlining stage 2 years ago. And Louise Burns will be on that very stage again this Saturday at 1:20 to kick off the main stage at Catalano. And this track by Golden Youth features Louise Burns. This is Tan Lines by Golden Youth to close out the show today. Thanks so much to everybody else involved here at Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.